Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you wanting some tips on confidence? Well, if you're listening to the show, that's probably likely. So today I'm going to share with you five tips that I learned from my mentor, Joseph McClendon, who's one of the most sought out high performance specialists on the planet. And if you stay until the end, I'm going to give you an extra point then as well. Now, just before we dive into these five essential tips today, I just want to mention that if you want to keep up to date with all the latest podcast episodes and receive an extra weekly tip from me, then all you got to do is hit the link in the description below and you can join our free newsletter to get your hands on those. Okay, so my mentor is a guy I've learned from. Is a guy called Joseph McClendon. Now he's worked with he represents Tony Robbins as his lead speaker, and he's, like I said, one of the top performance specialists on the planet. He's got almost 40 years of NLP, hypnotherapy, psychology, and it's a pleasure to be able to one, learn from him, but also lead one of his teams and work for him as well. He's an incredible man. And I learned a lot from him, and I realized this guy really has so much charisma, so much self-certainty, so much confidence. And I started to pick up things from him, and I wasn't even consciously noticing. And that's the great thing about hanging out with highly confident people. You'll start picking up things from them without even realizing it. Unfortunately, it also works the other way. If you're hanging out with people who aren't confident, who talk down to themselves or about other people, then that's also going to rub off on you. So be very cautious about the company you keep. I always say, well, as Jim Rohn quoted, success leaves clues. And Tony Robbins quoted that as well. In that, if you want to learn from like someone average, you're going to be average. If you want to learn from someone outstanding, you're more likely to be outstanding as well. So I like learning from Joseph. So we're going to go into these 5 points. Just before that, though, I want to ask you, do you keep doing the same things again and again and expect a different result? Well, as human beings, it's very easy to look at that from the outside and say, well, that's just stupid doing the same thing and getting the same results. But when we're in our day-to-day lives, we don't step out and look at it enough. And I'm guilty of this sometimes. And that's why I really try and check in with myself. So I want to go into the 5 points with you today. Okay, let's dive in. So one of the things he says is our thoughts are just a mixture of constant words and pictures. He likes to keep things super, super simple. And if you think about thoughts, that is simply how they are. Now, it's obviously not easy to necessarily change, you know, the negative thoughts that you brought up over the years, but it is very simple to understand this concept that our thoughts are just words and pictures. So if you want to change our thoughts, we need to change the words and pictures. And if we change those, our thoughts will therefore impact how we're feeling. And therefore that will affect what we do and it will affect our results. So He always talks about saying powerful statements yourself again and again. Now, not just saying them passively, not just like, I am confident. As in, say, you need to say it with emotion, feeling, I am confident. And you've got to feel it. If you don't feel these things, it's not going to work, right? And then the other one is pictures. Picture yourself as a confident individual walking around, doing some of the things you're afraid of, and actually feel that confidence within you, because your mind won't know the difference between fake and reality. And when you keep telling your mind enough, replaying it before the situation, you're going to become more confident. So that's the first one. Look at the words and pictures and constantly work on them. And remember to attach feeling to these new confident words and pictures, or else it's not going to work. Second one, remember your confidence. Write it down. What do I mean by this? That's a phrase Joseph uses. So when we write, we invite more into our life. So if you start writing down as many great things as you can think of and do it again and again and again about yourself, no matter how small, what the brain's going to keep doing as you're writing it down, you're physically writing it and then you're seeing it, is it's going to encode it into your system more. So one suggested exercise is 5 minutes a day. I've said this before, I'll repeat it again. And again, like, if you hear me say something and you don't do it, you don't know it, right? there's an intellectual level of understanding. You're like, so if you wanted to be a marathon runner, for example, I'm going on a bit of tangent here, but I'm really emphasizing why it's so important to do things. If you wanted to be a marathon runner, you know you've got to do a lot of running and you've got to eat a lot of nutrition. Does that make you a good marathon runner? No. What makes you a suitable marathon runner, being able to do it, is going and doing the amount of running and training you're doing and eating it. The same is with your confidence. If you're like, oh, I know I've got to write positive things about myself, and you're not doing it, you don't really know it because you're not doing it, right? So 5 minutes a day, writing down as many positive things as possible, because it's the same, and I'm using that analogy, marathon running, knowing that you're going to do something, you know, knowing that you got what you need to do for a marathon is not doing it. It's not going to make you fit for the marathon. Knowing what you need to do with your confidence and not doing it is not going to make you confident, right? Okay. So writing down as many things as possible and actually do this. Three, I touched on this already. The people around you, huge impact, right? When I hang out with negative people, well, I've not really done that because I'm really good at removing myself. But when I have hang out with people perhaps who weren't as positive, when I, you know, removed myself from those situations, I didn't feel so good. When I hang out with like, and also I noticed hanging out with like highly successful business entrepreneurs is completely different from hanging out with people who don't want to be entrepreneurs, which is absolutely fine. It's what you ever you want to do. There's no judgment, right? I have some great friends and people in my life who are not entrepreneurs, right? But if I want to build a business, I don't hang out with them and ask them for advice on how to build a business, of course, right? But we'll hang out for like just being friends, right? But like the people you hang out with are going to have a huge impact. You're going to adapt to your environment. And this is what Joseph really, really taught me. He taught the environment you're in. And that's why he's built a really good community we're part of as well. The fourth one, celebrate daily and multiple times a day. Like people don't do this, but we criticize ourselves, which is completely counterproductive, but it's just like seen as normal in society when it's actually stupid to criticize ourselves, not celebrate. Because when you do something right and you go, well done, Johnny, you called it the podcast episode, for example, I'm going to want to do more of that, right? So celebrate daily, praise yourself. And then the fifth thing that I learned from him is keep it super, super, super simple. When we overcomplicate it, our brain gets frustrated, we get tired, get annoyed with ourselves. So just keep it simple. And if you want to make it even more simple, just model it from someone else. If you're trying to get successful at something, just model what someone else has done. And if you need to tweak it slightly to your own version, do that, right? There's not a shortage of information out there in this day and age. Okay. I've got an extra point for you, a little poem I want to share. Just for that, I want to point you in the direction of the free newsletter again. If you want to be updated with regular episodes and receive a weekly confidence insight, all you got to do is click on that link in the show notes below. Okay, here's my poem that I want to share with you. Really, it'll really impact how you feel energetically and your confidence. This is a poem from Joseph. The food we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe, the moves we make, the thoughts we think, and the words we speak. I'll say that again. The food we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe, the move we make, the thoughts we think, and the words we speak. So those are six separate things that make a massive difference to your life. The food, if you're eating rubbish food, you're not going to feel good. You're not going to have the energy. You're not going to feel on top, right? Water, if you have a lack of water, similar to food, right? Make sure you're drinking regularly and you're drinking enough water each day. Air, right? A lot of us don't breathe properly, right? We're stressed, we breathe from our chest, we don't get as deep into our diaphragm. So I would look up some breath work practices because that's really going to give you more energy. Therefore, you're likely to be more productive and feel better throughout your day. Moves, like the very simple one, exercise, walking, moving, if you're able to walk or kind of any kind of movement, getting that in regularly because that's going to give you energy as well. The thoughts, this is probably the most challenging one that I faced in terms of how you feel about yourself and life and just going through. If you're not training your thoughts, then it's going to be very challenging. It's like if you physically don't go to the gym, you're not going to be physically fit. If you don't mentally train your thoughts, you're not going to be able to cope when stress has come into your life as well, as you would do if you work with them. That's why there's certain CEOs who just like, they get like real high pressure, yet they've trained themselves mentally, or whether it's consciously or not, to be able to deal with that. And then the final one, the words you speak. We've already touched on this a little bit, but the words you're saying to yourself have a massive difference on that, massive impact on how you're feeling. So that's what I got for you today in terms of the top five tips I've learned from my mentor, Jason McClendon, on confidence, and then the bonus little poem I gave you as well. So that's what I got for you today. I appreciate you for being here. You're improving other people's lives by being the best you. And remember, you're in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.